From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Governor Eric Greitens is one step closer to firing Missouri Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Marshall Griffin reports.
Late Thursday night, Cole County Judge John Beatham denied a request for former board member Tim Sumners to be reinstated. Greitens removed him from the board after he refused to support a motion to fire Van Deven. A spokesman for Greitens says Beatham's decision affirms the governor's authority to make appointments. Another attempt to oust Van Deven could be made on Friday morning. Claudia Grime, who broke with the governor and supported Van Deven, resigned from the board last night, and Greitens could replace her with someone who will vote his way. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Claudia Grime stepped down Thursday following months of work by Governor Eric Greitens to fill the Education Board with a majority of his appointees and replace Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Greitens appointed Grime, but she later voted against an effort to fire Van Deven. In her resignation letter, Grime said a change of leadership requires thoughtful and independent study. She wrote that she cannot get comfortable with how the process is taking place and urged her successor to be steadfast. Grime's resignation came the day before another scheduled board meeting. Greitens could appoint a new member to the board before the meeting, possibly someone who could provide the fifth vote needed to oust Van Deven. Missouri residents can continue flying with their current driver's licenses for at least another year. Marshall Griffin reports.
The Department of Homeland Security granted Missouri an extension to comply with the federal Real ID law, which requires certain types of standards for driver's licenses. The extension was granted in part because Governor Eric Greitens signed legislation this year requiring the state to issue licenses that are Real ID compliant. Those guidelines include digital photographs of the driver, security features designed to prevent counterfeiting, and machine-readable technology embedded into each driver's license. Missouri's law also allows drivers to retain licenses that don't comply with Real ID. Those individuals will eventually have to show a passport to fly once the extension expires next October. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The staff of the Missouri Housing Development Commission will hold a public hearing today in Columbia on a plan to end the state's low-income housing tax credits. The public hearing will be at 11 a.m. at the Stony Creek Inn on Providence Road. Last month, the commission approved this draft to not give out $140 million in state tax credits. For years, those tax credits have helped build and renovate low-income housing in Missouri. In a news release, Governor Eric Greitens said this would save tens of millions of dollars for Missouri, and there should be no more giveaways. The plan threatens funding for Columbia Housing Authority renovations on the Providence Walkway Apartments and the East Park Avenue and Fisher Walkway Apartments. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.